Dr. Hoffman here. This Intelligent Medicine podcast is brought to you by Super Beets. Beets are a nutritional gold mine, full of antioxidants and nutrients, but they're a mess to prepare. So just mix Super Beets with 4 ounces of water and boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure. Get the Dr. Hoffman special offer at intelligentbeets.com. That's intelligentbeets.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I hope you're having a healthy weekend. We're going to try and bring up your HQ, your health quotient, this weekend with some interesting stories. We're going to talk a little later about a study that suggests that antibiotics can increase the risk of diabetes. Also, we'll introduce you to Britain's fastest nonagenarian at 96 years old. He's running and pumping iron and shows you what humans can do even at the extremes of age. 888-302-3684 is our number. And before we get to your phone calls, one of the big stories this week, and you know, you may have seen it in the press, you may have seen it on TV or in the newspapers, headlines like these: fish oil supplements don't prevent mental decline. Study questions benefits of fish oil supplements. Your fish oil supplement isn't going to help your memory. So as we often do here on Intelligent Medicine, we look at the story behind the lurid headlines. We drill down and give you kind of a deep dive on what these conclusions are based on. And it turns out that these conclusions are very premature and based on very sketchy evidence. I actually dug up the study that this is based on. It's in Journal of the American Medical Association. And, you know, it's kind of typical of mainstream medical journals to pounce on supplements. They have an anti-supplement bias. And, you know, you're sure to get an article published that shows that this or that or the other supplement doesn't work. And actually, this is not a study of fish oil. This is based on something called the ARIDS 2 study. The ARIDS 2 study was a resounding vindication of nutritional support for eye health, for prevention of macular degeneration. They started out many years ago in the 70s looking at zinc for preventing macular degeneration. And then they began looking at other things like lutein and zeaxanthin and found them helpful. And then they found that DHA from fish oil was provided additional benefits in terms of protecting the retina. And so they had a bunch of data, and the study, while looking at eye health, they did a little bit of analysis of the mental status, of the cognitive function of the participants, and they compared people who received some fish oil, in a moment I'll tell you how much, some lutein and zeaxanthin, both lutein, zeaxanthin, and fish oil, or placebo pills. And after 5 years, the researchers found no difference among the groups in cognitive function. All groups similarly declined slightly in their cognitive function over the 5 years. So from that, you're going to derive a headline, study questions benefits of fish oil supplements. That's a little bit of a global statement. There's so many dramatic benefits of fish oil supplements. A recent small trial, I mean, I just looked at some of the trials on cognitive protection with fish oil. This one, omega-3 supplements, antioxidants may help with preclinical Alzheimer's disease. This study published in July of 2015, there was a clearance of amyloid beta protein and reduced inflammation in neurological tissues in 12 patients over a very short period of time who took these supplements in tandem, omega-3 fatty acids and antioxidants. And on it goes. And their study recently showing that fish oil helps to reduce the likelihood of schizophrenia, dramatically so, in teenagers who show early signs that they're high risk for developing schizophrenia. And many other studies on fish oil's effect on the brain, particularly on mood, on suicidality, on post-traumatic stress disorder, even on head injuries, on traumatic brain injury. So clearly there are cognitive effects of fish oil. And so let's look at precisely what they did in this trial. They gave these individuals the equivalent of either one hefty, supercharged fish oil capsule, kind of like the Orthomega or a high-potency Nordic Naturals. Nordic Naturals we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine. In my practice, I often use Orthomega fish oil. 350 milligrams of DHA and 650 milligrams of EPA. Or alternatively, the less potent formulation, you'd have to take two capsules. But that's kind of a drastic conclusion to draw, that simply if you take two fish oil capsules or one strong fish oil capsule a day for 5 years, that there will, you know, that means that fish oil has no potential for slowing cognitive decline. Perhaps to achieve benefits in terms of cognitive decline, you got to amp up your fish oil intake. Perhaps you'd need four or six per day, as I sometimes recommend to patients who come to my office seeking protection from dementia. So, once again, an unwarranted conclusion in the press based on science that can be translated into lurid headlines. Not clearly a repudiation of the cognitive benefits, of the brain benefits of fish oil, which are demonstrated again and again in numerous studies, just not this one. 888-302-3684. Let's talk to Carol in New Jersey. How you doing, Carol?
I was wondering. I had my testosterone level total taken, and it's less than
For what reason did you have? I mean, you just had a routine checkup, and you said check my testosterone levels?
No, I've been on bioidentical hormones.
Oh, okay. Well, do you take testosterone?
No, I don't take testosterone, but I notice that my free testosterone is less than 0.1.
Oh, okay.
And I read somewhere that there's a natural way of increasing the free testosterone, but they didn't specify what natural way to increase it.
Well, okay, so when I prescribe bioidentical hormones to women, I prescribe, obviously, some natural form of estrogen and natural progesterone, and sometimes DHEA and sometimes testosterone, because I think you get a more complete hormone replacement when you pay attention to those. And so just a small amount of testosterone, maybe, you know, I would give a man maybe 75, 100, 125. I'd give a woman two or four, you know, to give you an idea of the difference in scale. And that just really small amount of testosterone can have enormous benefits in terms of bone health, in terms of mood, in terms of libido. These are, you know, and also in terms of muscle tone. You know, you get great benefits in terms of muscle tone and strength from just a little bit of testosterone in women. So, you know, are there natural ways to boost testosterone in women? You know, just as with men, you know, I guess there are supplements that purport to dramatically raise your testosterone. But I think that they're sort of poor substitutes for real bioidentical testosterone.
The physician suggested that I take 0.25 milliliters of testosterone once daily.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, 0.25 milliliters, because that doesn't correspond to the scale that I use. But, you know, that would be okay. But how are you feeling? You feeling okay?
Yes. I feel all right, but the libido is low.
Okay, well, the testosterone could help that. The other thing that could help your libido is DHEA. If you don't want to take testosterone, if you don't even want to get a prescription, DHEA is available over the counter. So women can take 5 or perhaps 10 sometimes under supervision as much as 25 of DHEA, and it does have an impact on libido.
I started taking 10 of DHEA. How long does it take before it takes effect?
It shouldn't take that long. It should take about a month or 6 weeks to get up to adequate levels. But if you're doing that, I mean, obviously you're under the care of a doctor who measures things. You know, you want to measure your DHEA response. You know, DHEA is actually the most prevalent hormone in the bodies of males and females, and hence it's very safe. You know, it's not really been shown to dramatically increase the risk of problems. So it can be supplemented quite safely, but I do suggest that it be monitored so that you make sure you're not, you know, not taking too little, not taking too much. Usually, you know, overdoses of DHEA are rare. Doesn't usually cause a lot of trouble. But, you know, in women, yes, perhaps too much DHEA could cause some, you know, acne or oiliness of the skin, perhaps even some hair recession if you take really high, high doses in susceptible women. But generally well tolerated. So DHEA sometimes can be used to raise your testosterone. If you're absolutely, I know you're open to using testosterone, but if you're adamantly opposed to taking testosterone, take a little bit of DHEA is kind of a backdoor way of increasing your testosterone. Sometimes it can help that for both men and women. So DHEA probably the most effective over-the-counter way of raising testosterone for both men and women, although it doesn't always do the trick. And then sometimes maca can have a good effect, not necessarily raising testosterone, but helping as sort of a tonic for women. It's not an aphrodisiac, but it can somewhat increase and support libido. That is something you could do. The product that I use is called FemEssence. It's available at drhoffman.com. We use it for some women where it's impossible to prescribe testosterone. We're concerned about the use of hormones, or women refuse. We might try FemEssence as a way of enhancing libido postmenopausally. That's worth trying. All right. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684. We got lots more calls, and in a moment we'll tell you about a study that troublingly suggests that too many antibiotics, boy, we take so many antibiotics in this country, can raise the risk of diabetes. What's that about? We'll be right back.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Do antibiotics raise the risk of diabetes? This is a question that was posed by Dr. Ben Borsi, who's a researcher in the Department of Gastroenterology at the University of Pennsylvania. And the results are not good for those who rely on antibiotics frequently. Very distressingly, Dr. Borsi found that the risk of diabetes was increased by up to 37%, depending on the type of antibiotic and the number of courses prescribed. You know, there's some people who just take antibiotics all the time. Think of men who have prostatitis, kids who have acne, women who have urinary tract infections, people who have frequent bronchitis, sinusitis that's hard to eradicate. That's why we, you know, some of these conditions are not even well treated with antibiotics, and yet doctors hammer away at patients with powerful antibiotics, creating antibiotic resistance. We're causing gastrointestinal problems. And now we raise the specter of diabetes. Here's how bad it was. The highest risk for diabetes was seen among people who received more than 5 courses of what are called quinolones. That would include antibiotics like Cipro or Levaquin frequently used for respiratory infections, but in particular, urinary tract infections. It is so common that Cipro is prescribed. Cipro is often prescribed for gastrointestinal infections, too. And so very, very concerning. And what this attests to is probably the fact that by killing off beneficial bacteria in the intestinal tract, we change our metabolism. We alter it in ways that make us more prone to insulin resistance, which is the first step along the pathway to type 2 diabetes. And so, big concern. All right. Let's talk to Susan in New York. How are you doing? By the way, Susan is going to receive, she's the lucky listener who's going to receive a Cedarside Original Biting Insect Spray sample pack with 1, 2.5, and 4-ounce spritzers. Convenient size for all your travel and daily needs. That's a $24 value, Susan. And so stay on the line and give your name and address to Al, our producer, and we'll send a packet to your home.
Great. Hi.
And for where you live in Pine Bush.
Pine Bush.
It sounds like there are bugs there. There are bugs, ticks, and there's...
Well, yeah, we have a house that's in the woods. We have a lot of bugs.
All right, good. So you're gonna be real... You're gonna utilize that. So if you can pose your question real briefly, I'll answer it after a break. We're coming to a hard break. So what's your question?
Okay. I was recently prescribed diaxanol for type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, now diaxanol is not a medication. Diaxanol is actually a supplement. And we'll talk a little bit about diaxanol when we return with Susan, who's got type 2 diabetes. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. For questions, this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? It's called Superbeets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Superbeets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, and this equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure, too. I drink Superbeets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to DanaShootsBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, DanaShootsBeets.com.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating often isn't even triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that can make your stomach swell and bloat, and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps by efficiently breaking down food that is challenging to digest. As a result, the undigested food occupies less space, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're talking to Susan who has a question about a supplement for diabetes called diaxanol. Hey, Susan, stay on the line after I finish answering your question because you're going to get the Cedarside Original Biting Insect Spray. I want you to give your name and address to Al, our producer. So you're taking diaxanol. So the question is,
yeah, should I be taking it?
Well, you have type 2 diabetes.
Well, I don't. It's just been diagnosed. In other words, every time I go for my yearly checkup, 2 years ago she said it was about 6.2, kind of borderline.
That's the hemoglobin A1C. I wouldn't say that's borderline. I would say that that's crossing the line, to diabetes. So now it's up, it's above that?
I can't do anything about it because I'm reluctant to take drugs. So
this isn't a drug. This is a supplement.
She didn't suggest it then. But anyway, I didn't take it. The following year, which was last year, it had gone down to 5 points under six.
Okay.
And so she said, oh, very good. It's gone down. Mm-hmm. We don't have to do anything.
But you know, we're just talking about a supplement. And, you know, the fact that you're showing a propensity to diabetes, whether it's the numbers are fluctuating, you could, I mean, it's not like taking, a very powerful medication, a prescription drug. Dioxinol is a supplement made by Orthomolecular. It's a supplement I frequently prescribe to my patients, even if they're a little insulin resistant. My threshold for prescribing it might be a hemoglobin A1C of 5.8 or 5.9. And it contains biotin in generous amounts, chromium in a nice form, polynicotinate, gymnema, which is an Ayurvedic herb that is sometimes referred to as sugar destroyer. It has alpha-lipoic acid in it, generous amounts of that. Some cinnamon bark, which is also helpful for blood sugar regulation, and vanadyl sulfate. So that could be helpful. And another supplement that I like for even pre-diabetes, but certainly for type 2 diabetes, is something called CM Core, which utilizes berberine. Berberine is a really potent agent for helping blood sugar. And it's interesting that berberine, you know, years ago, I never thought of using berberine for blood sugar. I was using it mostly for gastrointestinal problems. I was using it for diverticulitis and, excessive gas and bloating because it's sort of a natural antibacterial in the gastrointestinal tract. And maybe just, you know, based on what I shared with you as, you know, antibiotics disrupt the flora and create a risk of diabetes. Maybe berberine gently suppresses the harmful bacteria that are responsible for bad metabolism and in or improper glucose handling in diabetes, and therefore that's beneficial. So I think you're warranted in following the doctor's suggestion because he's not even. It sounds like this doctor is a holistic doctor. He's prescribing supplements.
Well, he is very much so, and I'm 86 years old. And I only
It would be safe for you to take. I know that you're conservative about taking stuff, but that
I'm
would be
very conservative
safe and
I
appropriate
only take
to take
one drug.
not a biggie. So you're on the right track. And no, thanks for posing that question. Okay. All right. Let me share this with you. This is a year where I was introduced to the product Super Beets, and now I take Super Beets, and also I take a convenient form of beet extract. Called Neo 40. It's in lozenges that dissolve in your mouth, and you can skip the preparation stage where you dissolve a teaspoon of Super Beets in water. It's easy. Super Beets now comes in black cherry flavor, so if the previous taste of Super Beets was holding you back, now is the time to give it a try. It tastes great, and I got to tell you, I'm just killing it this year in terms of athletic performance. I thought that after 60, it was going to be downhill for me, but I've been doing 30-mile bike rides and 2,500-yard swims. Outdoor swimming is just through the roof, and running is back for me. So if you want to get the benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets, try this product. I feel confident offering this to my listeners because I take Super Beets or alternatively Neo 40 every day, and I can feel the energy it gives me within 20 minutes. I want you to feel it too. It's beneficial for circulation and helps to optimize blood pressure, and you can really improve your stamina. So join me and take the Intelligent Medicine Heart Health Challenge. When you order two boxes of Neo 40, you get a 30-day supply of Super Beets free, plus you'll get a free book about the science behind nitric oxide, free saliva testing strips, and free shipping along with money-back guarantee. Neo 40 and Super Beets together, they're tested, patented, and they work. Plus, now Super Beets comes in black cherry flavor, so you have no reason not to give it a try. Call 800-738-2198. That's 800-738-2198. Or go to intelligentbeets.com. Again, 800-738-2198. Or go to intelligentbeets.com. Okay, let's talk now to Hannah. You've been waiting a long time. You're from New York City.
Hi.
Hi.
I have just been diagnosed with a condition that you're probably familiar with. It's called postprandial hypotension.
Hypotension. Okay.
Hypotension.
So your
in
blood pressure.
In other words, after you eat.
Yeah. Your blood pressure goes
about
down.
About a half hour later, you get dizzy.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Okay. So I know all about that I know the symptoms. Mm-hmm. I don't know the treatment. In fact,
yeah,
let me
explain to our listeners. Okay, so what goes on there is, you know, when you eat, it flips the switch on your autonomic nervous system. It creates sort of a relaxation response. I mean, people sort of calm down and relax when they eat. They can go from a hyper sympathetic dominant state to a parasympathetic state. And that's via the vagal nerve response. You swallow and you eat, and your vagal nerve gets stimulated. And sometimes it overstimulates your parasympathetic nervous system, which relaxes your blood vessels, and your blood pressure goes down. And, you know, that's a good thing, usually, you know, but you overshoot the mark, and you feel dizzy and lightheaded. In effect, your circulation in your gastrointestinal tract, as it prepares to digest the food, it steals the blood away from your peripheral circulation, and you may actually get to a point where you feel dizzy because you're not getting enough blood circulation to the brain. All the blood is going to your gastrointestinal tract. So the solution for that is to eat smaller meals. The other thing is some sort of training. Once you lose control of your autonomic nervous system, you get all kinds of weird symptoms. You get headaches, you get hypertension, hypotension, you get... you feel it's sort of like the analogy is like, you know, get in a car and you put the pedal to the metal. You want the car to speed up. Well, it doesn't when you have autonomic dysfunction. And when you want to relax and put the brakes on, the car speeds up. So it's the way to regain control over your autonomic nervous system is through meditation, through exercise, gentle exercise at first, working up to increase your exercise capacity. That usually helps. You can take more magnesium. Magnesium helps to stabilize the autonomic nervous system. You can take things like coenzyme Q10. Even acupuncture can sometimes help to balance out a whacked out autonomic nervous system. I think that this is an epidemic problem in our Western society because, you know, we spend too much time sitting around. We're sedentary. We don't challenge our autonomic nervous system with activity and exercise. And we lose control over it, ultimately. We're stressed out, but there's a fight and flight response, but we don't have a chance to express that in physical activity. We just have anxiety. And the other thing that is worth investigating in a person who has this is adrenal function. When your adrenals aren't properly working, and you have adrenal burnout, then you can't mount a proper response to various stressors, and your blood pressure sometimes is too low instead of too high. And so we support the adrenals sometimes with licorice and adaptogenic herbs like Eleutherococcus and Schizandra and Rhodiola and Ashwagandha. These are some things that we can do to help support adrenal function in a person who has hypotension. So it's a complicated problem, but I think it can be addressed.
May I just say that I exercise daily.
Okay, good.
For at least an hour. I'm very thin and very fit.
Okay. The thinness may be a sign that your adrenals, usually people who have low adrenals are on the thin side. And so, you know, it's worthwhile doing an evaluation to see how your adrenals are holding up. I mean, it's good that you're doing some of the lifestyle things. At least you're not sedentary. But it's not quite turning the tide for you in terms of this postprandial hypotension. A little unusual problem, but I think it can be addressed. Thanks for calling. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number. And before I sign off for this segment, I'll tell you that I just did a fascinating podcast on the subject of adrenal function with Dr. Thomas Williams. We haven't posted it yet, but we'll post it next week. And if you want the 411 on how your adrenals work and what you could do to test them, and how to properly support and treat adrenal problems, check out that podcast, which will probably appear midweek at drhoffman.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why Kyolic? Well, all the numbers add up for your health. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement for heart health available on the market today. For over 40 years, Kyolic has been the leading garlic supplement in America. Kyolic is 50 times richer than raw garlic in active beneficial compounds. Kyolic is organically grown and aged for 20 months to enhance its nutritional value, creating beneficial compounds not found in fresh or powdered garlic, but only in aged garlic extract from our farms in California,
for maximum purity. Over 750 scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA prove that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is working to enhance your body's immune function, protect your cells from free radical damage, and reduce the widest range of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Call today at 1-800-421-2998 for your free sample of Kyolic.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. And let's talk now to Marianne in New Jersey. How are you doing?
Yes, hello. I'm calling. Hi. I heard that vitamin D is a steroid hormone.
Right.
And I have had side effects to prednisone, which is a steroid. So,
which is steroid, yeah.
Right.
Well,
so
you know, here's the problem with this, you know, little knowledge sometimes is a dangerous thing. People will sometimes say, I have lactose intolerance, so I can't take calcium lactate as a supplement. Well, no, you got to know a little bit about chemistry to know what that means, is that, yeah, lactic acid is one thing, but calcium lactate is a different thing altogether chemically. And technically, vitamin D is a steroid hormone. It's got a certain structure that in a biochemistry class, eons ago, I learned with other students that it is a steroid hormone. And the steroid hormones include not just prednisone, but also testosterone and progesterone. These are all steroid hormones, which are actually all originally come from cholesterol. Cholesterol is the progenitor for steroid hormones. That's one of the reasons why ultra low cholesterol and lowering cholesterol may not be that good for you, because it will lower the level of your steroid hormones, including cortisol, which is necessary for your adrenal function. But no, vitamin D isn't going to, you got a problem with prednisone. A lot of people have adverse side effects from prednisone. Vitamin D will not cause those adverse side effects. End of story. I need
very
say no more.
Reaction to estrogen.
No problem. Vitamin D is not going to cause a problem. Yeah, you might have had an adverse reaction to estrogen, but you're not going to have an adverse reaction to vitamin D. All right, let's talk to Marie. Welcome.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. I'm calling about my broken ankle.
Oh, how'd you manage that? How'd you do that?
Oh, I stepped in a soft spot on the lawn, and I didn't have the best shoes on, and it just went snap.
So question for you. Did you have a bone density test just to make sure that this is not a sign of osteoporosis? And no, it was. You have pretty good bone density?
According to my primary care, the AP spine is, the T score is minus 1.1.
Okay, it's not so bad. It's a little minor, mild osteopenia. No, not a biggie. So you want to know how to facilitate the healing of that broken ankle.
Yes. Also, I had a blood clot that was discovered 2 weeks ago.
Okay. So what would be important is to consider taking a proteolytic enzyme. It'll help the blood clot. It'll also help to reduce the inflammation. Often you get a broken bone and all that gunk that accumulates there, it will actually create a propensity to blood clots. In fact, that's what they do when people come in with serious fractures. I had my blood thinned when I broke my hip, just to make sure that because I was lying still and I'd had all this gunk accumulating from the trauma, that wouldn't cause the blood to coagulate, create a clot that could potentially travel to my lungs and be deadly. This is a common scenario among people who have fractures. So proteolytic enzymes, my favorite is something called Wobenzyme. There are also another product that I use called Vascuzyme. And you have to take it away from meals because digestive enzymes or proteolytic enzymes, digestive enzymes you take with food to break the food down. Proteolytic enzymes you take away from food to break clots or to reduce inflammation after an injury. So this is something that you should take for a while. You take about three or four, three times a day away from foods. And this will help to reduce the inflammation, the stasis, the potential for blood clots, pain and swelling in that area. So number one, after any traumatic injury, even an ankle sprain, that would be beneficial. The other thing you could try is, and this is a relatively new product that I'm using over the past couple of years, Ostinol, O-S-T-I-N-O-L. Ostanol is bone morphogenic protein. It helps bone grow and repair and can be helpful for healing fractures. This, along with adequate vitamin D, you know, because we know that vitamin D is essential for mobilizing the calcium that's going to help to repair the tissue there. And actually, when I broke my hip, I actually published a protocol, which you can find at drhoffman.com, the supplements that Dr. H took for his hip fracture. It's still posted at drhoffman.com, even though that was about 9 years ago. We made some changes to our protocol by adding Ostanol, but some of those recommendations still hold when you want to heal a fracture. You may also want to take something like OsteoSupport, which we use for osteoporosis. That's you know, bioavailable calcium along with cofactors that help with bone repair. So those are some of the things that might be useful for your situation. Now we got Jerry in Wisconsin. How you doing, Jerry? How do you listen to this program, Jerry?
How do I listen to it?
On the radio? Okay,
yeah,
what's the station? What's the station? You don't know. You just turn on the radio. That's okay. So what's your question?
1410, I think it is.
Okay. What's your question?
I just had aorta valve replaced.
Yeah, that's a big operation.
Yeah, it'll be 2 weeks to go, or 2 weeks this coming Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I gained like 19 pounds.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I went from 159.
You mean
to
since the surgery?
Almost
since
180.
Since the surgery?
Yeah.
And we're sure it's not water weight. Actually, when you get an aortic valve replaced, you should lose weight because having a valvular problem sometimes causes heart failure and causes fluid to accumulate. And once the heart pumps adequately, you pump the fluid out. So I'm not sure why you gained weight. I'd have to talk to your doctors to see if they have any idea. But you feel lousy, you're tired, and so on. So
I feel like I've been drugged through a rat hole. And before I had the surgery, I got up in the morning. The first thing I did was lift gallon milk jugs, one in each hand, 30 times with water. Then I take count to 60. I do 20 more for a total
That's good.
Of 50. Three
That's a little cardiac rehab. Yeah. Okay, so you know, you're doing your own cardiac rehab. The suggestion is after this kind of heart surgery is you should do cardiac rehab in a more supervised way. There are programs at hospitals where they actually kind of work you through the rehab. So maybe, you know, follow your doctor's instructions about exercise this soon after surgery. All right, so what are some of the causes of fatigue after this type of surgery? Well, number one, they put you on a, you're on a heart-lung machine usually during this type of surgery. I'm not sure precisely how your surgery was done, but sometimes that can cause depression. It can cause even temporary memory problems, cognitive decline, because it's just not the same as having your brain perfused with your own heart. Your machine is basically pumping your blood for you, and patients often experience difficulty after coronary artery bypass or heart surgery because of that. And that takes a while to recover from. That's number one. Number two, you know, any kind of surgery can deplete your DHEA and testosterone. I would have those checked. I think that would be, you know, maybe a useful way to get you revved up again. That would be something I would check if you came to see me in my office. You know, when you have aortic valve surgery, you often feel tired because even though your heart's pumping better, there's something called remodeling. Your heart has gotten used to pumping the blood in against a lot of resistance. And even though you fixed your heart and it's pumping normally, it has to kind of get used to the new fluid hydraulics of the replacement valve. And so maybe, just maybe, it's going to take some time for you to feel better and adjust to this situation. You can take heart-supportive nutrients like ribose, magnesium, CoQ10, carnitine. These are some of the things that could help. Well, thanks very much for joining us. I hope you have a great weekend. Remember to check out our website at drhoffman.com, sign up for our newsletter, listen to our podcast. There's lots more to Intelligent Medicine than just this weekend radio program. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Have a great weekend.